This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, we're about to do Two Teas in a Pod. Yes. Tune in for the RHO SLC update here. Welcome. With a local weather girl, Angie. Yeah, yes.
And I'm here for the sports report. Tonight we have.
We've got some horse girls.
We have a winning team and a losing team.
So now here we are. We have some additional Salt Lake City ladies. We've got Whitney and
additional,
Angie.
We've got the main Salt Lake City ladies.
Okay, now.
Just kidding.
I'm here to report first and foremost that Justin has his wedding ring on.
Oh!
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
How long was that wedding ring off?
Tell the truth. It was only off for about 3 months.
That's a long time.
No, that's a lie. It was off for 3 months.
Justin, don't lie.
When he went to the office. But here's the thing. I didn't realize I was cooking a lot and I had a lot of sodium and salt, so it didn't really fit.
Are you saying Justin gained weight? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? And
yeah.
His ring didn't fit.
It did.
Justin, okay. Cut down on the sodium.
I took it personal. I really thought it was personal. Like, he's in a new space. Well, he wanted to be Justin Rose. But honestly, it was so innocent.
He's a superstar now.
And it's not about the fucking ring. It was never about the ring.
Put a ring on it.
No, it was never about
the
ring.
If you like it.
It was everything else. The ring was just the...
So where do you guys stand right now? Everything's great or...
He's got his ring on.
Well, I mean, we are married.
She paused. She's pausing. He's sitting... For the record, he's sitting... Yeah, 6 feet from us.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean that's why I paused because I'm like, wait, I gotta be very
careful. He's right there. He's right there.
This.
Not to be rude.
No,
he's listening.
Here's the thing about Justin and I: we are very honest and open about what we go through. We signed up for this, probably shouldn't have, because we're very honest and we share what we're going through.
But that's
and
good.
Marriage is hard. Like, I hate the motherfucker. Can I swear on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate the motherfuckers that are like, oh, it's perfect. Blah, 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 blah. Like, that's not marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage is a relationship. It's a friendship. It's
ups and downs.
It's ups and downs. Yeah. And yeah.
Sometimes I can't stand the way my husband breathes. Like, I'm like, you're breathing too loud.
Or eat potato chips.
Can you eat that loud?
No.
Oh, my God.
I actually,
do you have to fart in front of me?
No, like, I actually asked Justin the other day if he need to go to the doctor for his breathing. I said, you're breathing very loud. Like, do you need to go in?
That's when you know when your husband's annoying you.
But my husband is the best husband. Aww. I don't know anyone that would put up with me and stand by me more than Justin.
I think a lot of guys would.
He did get me in this dress tonight, and it was a fucking marathon.
I had to
Tamara really had to work to get
this shirt on me tonight. That bustier there, yeah.
Well, it looks good.
No, but marriage is up and down, and Justin is here for it, and I'm here for it.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all-new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Good or bad?
Do you find that the show helps or hurts your relationship?
Both. The show, in a lot of ways, brought Justin and I closer together, made us communicate more clear, concisely. Yeah. But in a lot of ways, it exposed our weaknesses, and that's what we're working on.
Yeah. It gives you kind of that stomping ground of where we stand, where we go from there. But my question now, I'm switching it over to you, Angie.
Oh, dear God.
No, I think that my first question is in regards to your marriage, your relationship. You guys have endured a lot this season. How are you guys doing?
You know what? I think we're doing better than ever. And one thing I loved about the show was watching our marriage from like a third eye, like from an outside perspective. And sometimes you realize that some of the things that or the ways that you act, it's like a little crazy, and you get to see yourself from an outside perspective. And it's really enlightening. Like, I learned a lot about myself. The show forced us to go on a date, which we had not done in 2 years because we take our daughter everywhere, and our businesses, we have so much going on that we didn't really take a lot of time out for ourselves. All the travel for the equestrian stuff, that which you know about, it's a full-time job. Yeah, so it forced us to go on a date, and I think the show brought us closer based on like all these alleged accusations that came out. And I think it really forced us to stand together stronger and really realize that, you know, we've been together for almost 30 years, you guys. And I think it was
it's major.
All my marriages, all three of them together. Yes. And they don't add up.
I mean, it's like our marriage should be celebrated, not attacked. And so it was to step back
but
and see.
But do you feel like they're attacking your marriage because you have a strong marriage?
I do.
They want to find, like, they want to shake up your foundation?
I do. And I felt like I came on this show because I have a solid marriage. I have a solid businesses. I have a strong family values. I'm a strong part of the community in Salt Lake and the Greek community. I'm a pillar in the community. There's never been one rumor or anything negative about my marriage.
Do you think it was Monica or Meredith that did it? I think it was, truthfully, you just have to
both of them.
I think that they were in it together, because aside of those two, there have never been rumors about my marriage or my business on the streets of Salt Lake City. 30 years ago was my husband's stereotype. Like, ooh, that guy's hot in the corner. Is he gay doing hair over there? He has nice legs. No, he's married to that girl. That stopped that, and it never came out after that. And it's like suddenly these rumors have resurfaced. Not rumors, excuse me, because the things they're saying are there are men on the streets. Those words have absolutely never been used about my marriage in Salt Lake City. Yeah. And the entire cast that I'm friends with can confirm they have never heard those words on the street until Monica said them out loud. She blamed them on Meredith, saying she is saying. Then the next week she said, I didn't hear them from Meredith. And then Meredith is now backpedaling from the rumors. Like, I don't know where it's stemming
the
from.
The rumors.
But I will tell you, and I'm going to have Winnie confirm, rumors of men on the streets, boyfriends, have never been repeated. I have hundreds of employees, thousands of guests that have never heard this, except suddenly Monica brought these out pretending she's my friend on national television. She decides to launch them. Yeah, right. Okay, you were my friend for 2 years, and now you've decided to say it out loud in front
of
the camera.
So was she your friend, or you just met her a couple of... Because this is where I'm getting confused, watching
it... Let's clear
it
up.
Did you meet two times?
Let's clear it up. We met two times. One time we filmed a fun little music video at Jen's request, and the second time... I met Monica at a party called Sunday's Best for 1 minute, and she talked to Lisa the entire time. That was the second time I saw her before she was cast, and the third time I saw her was at a Sundance event after she'd been cast. So she really told me she wanted to film with me. She was emotional that she wanted to film with me. She was super excited, and the first thing she did, she turned on me in episode 2. By, you know, calling Meredith, being Meredith's friends. She says these rumors out loud about my marriage. And then that could be like life altering or devastating, but she was calling Meredith. So obviously then later tells me that I never believed the rumors. Meredith never believed the rumors. Well, why did you say them out loud? Like, I have a little girl. I'm a business owner. I'm a pillar in the community. But you just said them out loud on national television. That's not a friend.
Well, I need to know. Sorry, I've got to ask.
Yeah.
Does your staircase have a railing?
Does mine? I live in an ultra modern home, and so I don't know what happened. All I know is Monica stormed off, angry at her mother, and then the witnesses said the last 4 steps she slid down on her butt. So I'm really confused on where
the
photos.
No, I know what happened.
Okay,
thank you.
Please do. Yeah.
So what happened was she got pissed off because I think that Monica and her mom were very much competing for the snowflake. And I think that
I mean she yeah. she noticed that too. Like, she's more, Monica's mom's more in it than Mary.
Oh, she's more in it than all of us. And I think that Monica was like, oh cool, my mom's gonna be a part of this, she's gonna share stories. But I think Monica didn't realize she's gonna lose control of her mother. And her mother created this whole scene. Monica was so mad, and it was so unfortunate because Monica, like, have you ever been in a fit of rage where you just kind of like accidentally throw your phone or like you're in a fit of
rage. I'm a very
Never.
I actually don't. I'm a very controlled human being.
Throw a glass of wine in somebody's face? Never.
To answer your To answer your question, Angie's house is very compliant. Monica was in a fit of rage, and I witnessed it for myself. She was in a fit of rage, fell down the stairs, and she fell on the backside, not the front side, so we don't know how the bruises became of on the front side. But I just want to validate Angie and Sean because Justin and I have become very close with them. I mean, we spent Valentine's Day together with our kids. They are a solid family. I am actually in the streets of Utah, born and raised. Angie and I are the only two housewives of Salt Lake City that are born and raised in Salt Lake City.
Oh, really?
Never once heard a single fucking rumor about Angie and Sean. And my father is a hairdresser, so I grew up with the stereotype. I remember walking the halls of junior high and hearing rumors about my dad being in leather pants, his frosted tips.
Yeah.
The stereotypes, right? That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should not be okay now. And it's I promise you.
And I appreciate it that you guys made it about.
And Sean and Angie are the most solid married couple.
I feel like
I talk to Angie every night. Every night until about 11 p.m., Angie and I are on the phone, and Sean and Justin can validate this. Sean's right there. Justin's right there. There is nothing going on.
And I really like how your husband handled it. He's like, I don't care if you're calling me gay. My husband was accused of being gay as well, and he said the same thing. I don't care if they're calling me gay, but the problem is you're saying I'm cheating on my wife. Yeah. That's where I have a problem.
Yeah. We're in a new day and age, and I felt like the rumors were presented as like so salacious.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you? She just say, I heard your husband's having
an affair. We're still led to believe there's more, by the way, by way that she spoke on Watch What Happens Live. But she also recently tweeted, Meredith recently tweeted, I want people to feel bad for me, coming from the woman who's been on a healing journey for the fourth season now. LOL, what's your response?
I'm so glad you brought that up because that is absolutely disgusting, first of all. Because Meredith knows exactly what I have been going through. I've shared in detail with her of my trauma.
Yeah.
And for her to tweet that over me just laughing at the fact that her car went off the side of the road. Okay, if her life flashed before her eyes, I'm sorry. But the fact that Meredith chose to tweet that is absolutely fucking disgusting.
And did any of you guys have any idea it was her car that was in the near death?
No, because we all left the same event. And my driver, I drove past it, I think the first. The car was in a snowbank. It looked like a parking stall. Okay.
Right.
And in Utah, if
this is common,
if your car goes off on the side of the road and you can't get it out, you can either choose to wait for a tow truck to come get you, or you can get an Uber and go home. It's that simple. But Meredith and my entire cast, except for Angie is the only exclusion here. All of last year, I shared what I was actively going through to the point where I didn't think I could film. Like, I tried to back out of filming because I was processing my own trauma actively in therapy and trying to get through it.
Yeah.
None of those bitches fucking cared. Meredith knew details. And for her to throw my healing journey in my face over a car going into a snowbank.
Yeah.
That Lisa Barlow fucking recently pisses me off.
She recently went on Watch What Happens Live, and she said she saw where she was pulled over to the side or whatever, and she said something about it didn't.
We could have backed the car out together.
Yeah, that's what she had insinuated, that it was really not that big of a deal.
She put out that Instagram post to get away from the fact that she created these heinous rumors.
Oh,
about
you
Angie.
Think it was all switching?
Oh, it was 1,000% is that she. I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Monica and Meredith, I don't know what came first.
Are they
the
close
chicken or the egg
to this day?
Yeah, I have.
Well, we don't know if they're close to this day, right?
No, I have.
Monica said she's closest with Meredith.
Yeah, and I actually was just talking to one of your guests out there.
Yeah.
And I have reason to believe that Monica and Meredith still talk based off of a guest.
Oh, okay, good. Oh.
But What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I never know.
Right? Well, like, I mean, let's
we would, I don't know. I'm not very smart like that.
If you guys watched the episode, like those two from the second episode were turning against me. So it's like they found an enemy in common.
What do you think the real reason is that they don't want you around?
Well, I don't think Meredith wanted me to come on the show. I mean, I'm actually from Salt Lake City. I have multiple successful
Meredith
businesses.
Meredith was on the chopping block and a hot new successful housewife came in.
Well, I love that you brought her to the Trixie Motel. That was pretty amazing.
I love you.
I know.
It was a good clip. Everyone's like, woo! Oh. We got to go. We got a live one here, folks. Yeah. But if you were to dig into...
She went after my healing journey, Justin. Justin, my husband's over here. She went after my healing journey, which she knows how fucked up what the shit I've been through. So she knew she was on the chopping block. She became activated over Angie, that period.
Does she live in Salt Lake City?
No.
So can you explain that to us?
We don't even know if she owns a house.
So we've heard rumors that every single time she films, every season, she's renting a different house. Is that true?
Yeah, she's Mayor B&B.
Mayor B&B.
So where does she really live?
No one knows. Nobody knows. But I mean, you know, that's the thing is like, you know, if you're on the show, then you live in the city, you represent the city. If she was on the show, I'm sorry, if she was a full-time resident of Salt Lake City, she would know who I was. And she's like assuming all these alleged horrible rumors about me and my family because she's not from there and she doesn't know who we are. She doesn't know anything about my family values, anything about my religion, anything about my business.
She doesn't care to know. But Anna, I think.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
It comes from a place of defense. Yeah. And deflection.
Well, thank you.
So where are you right now with Monica? Do you guys speak?
Which Monica are you talking about? Monica Fowler, Monica Delgado, Monica Garcia.
The blonde
or Monica, the blonde
one?
Are
these the all her? Oh, she has different names.
Wait, which Monica are you
The Monica that was here.
I don't know which Monica was here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for Pete.
my God.
I mean.
I feel like I'm on your show right now.
I feel like we may as well move to Salt Lake City and go through the drive-thru where you get the sodas and they put the different flavors.
Swig. Yeah. Dirty sodas. That's how dirty we get in Salt Lake. It's
oh,
sodas.
I'm going to get cherry today.
Splash of lime.
The dirty sodas.
God. Know who I haven't seen very activated at all this season or really much of is Heather Gay. What is going on? Do you think she felt like last season was so rough on her that she's just taking a back seat?
I feel like Heather's like having fun this season. She's been sort of like
Whitney is breathing heavy. She's like next to me like this.
I'm kind of enjoying Heather this season.
She's been fun. She's been comedic relief. She's in the laughs. I'll let her sister tell the rest of the story. I'm having fun with Heather this season.
I'm enjoying her.
She's saying otherwise. Go ahead, Tina.
Who got you to have fun with Heather?
Whitney had to really break the ice. Heather was not happy about me going on the girls trip, which Whitney invited me. She was all inclusive. It was an all inclusive experience.
If everybody's on the cast, everybody's invited. Yeah. That's the rule.
Heather root for my cousin. But yeah, Heather is on her comeback tour.
What would they have done on the trip if I wasn't there?
Look at her. She death glared at Tam. Yeah.
You did not know she was your cousin when she got on the show. No, you didn't.
She's like, I'll have a Diet Coke with a splash of lime juice from Swig.
And a little Swig, yes.
And some Casamigos.
Well, you guys, we might have to dig more into this.
Let's keep going. Wait, you guys are not cutting us off, are you? I'm just getting the ball rolling.
They're making us cut.
Hi, I'm Angie Kay from RHO SLC. Which camera am I looking at? Hi. Thank you. Hi, I'm Angie Kay from RHO SLC. Tune in, stay tuned. There's a lot more coming.
Whitney.
Mid-season. Keep the popcorn going. There's a lot coming. There's a lot more going on.
Speaking of cousins,
Do
you know that me?
Oh my God! Am I the only one not related?
Okay, you guys. Speaking of cousins, you know you and I are cousins.
Look at our husbands.
We are cousins.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yes, we're cousins.
Yeah. Are you Mormon?
I don't.
Are you
think
Greek?
So.
I think you're Greek.
I'm
everything.
No,
we're distantly related.
We are
and
cousins.
I knew it because she's hot.
Yeah.
What does that say about me? Nobody wants to be related to me.
I want to be related to you.
I see how it is, guys.
Teddy, we are equestrians.
The DNA results are out and me, like literally, we are cousins.
Yeah, no, there's family genie.
We have
she broke it down.
Family genie. Broke it down and we are related.
How?
We're cousins.
I wish
no.
I was
They're,
to
Teddy, you know, I think your dad and my dad are related.
Yeah, know what? Uh-huh. We're going to be related after tonight if that's going to get us more money.
Louis and John are from Greece. Your dad's in Greece. He's an immigrant with Louis.
Thank you guys so much. Please,
yeah,
we are going to
so
bring
much.
You on.
Did we cover it all? I feel like we need to keep going.
Well,
we're
gonna
we
bring
can't.
You
we
back.
Got
we're
booted
back
out of this room.
Week. We're going to bring you back next
Should we
week.
Should we fly to LA? Where do we go?
Just say it. Monica's a bitch.
I didn't get it all.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.